Sí, los exactos, es por el programa, es un programa. Es un programa.
You would think.
Speaking of, it's over, right?
Just don't think I'm exaggerating. No, it's not going to change, but just so you don't think I'm exaggerating.
That picture wasn't so good.
It looks like the animal's dead.
No, it's not. It was just chilling after, right?
Hey, it's the sheep.
It held it down. It fought like a beast. And it just.
You were there? You know?
Are you with there?
Carry the sharp sword.
Did we have the
knife? The sun comes in before the door comes from the
Okay. Today's share is sponsored, hopefully release, Omek Asim and Arna Esther, Purush Lema, Esi Ben Rachel, Shlamas Ben Yitzchok, Yitzchok Ben Shlamas, Yaakov and from a Tzvi Ben Shana, Minasar Asim Lebash, Beil, Zarash Gama, Shmuel Ben Rachel Leo, Sara Sasha Bas Masha, Slocha and David and Miriam Perel. So we're holding okay, we're up to Tazayin on the Bays. We are up to I don't know what we're up to.
I don't know, we didn't get far down.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I think. 10 lines on the bottom. Chomish Averis over Oisir Rosh or Oisir Yoyim.
We didn't have to do that, what
you said. Tazayin and Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 lines on the bottom. So Amar Yochanan, Chomish Averis over Oisir Rosh or Oisir Yoyim. There are 15, 5, Averis that Esav, Wahandling Esav was living that day, Baal Nair Maraso, Behorag Sanefesh, Vechofa Beikir, Vechofa Tchias Amesim, Veshot Zabachairo. Veshot means that he made light of it. So Gemara says, Baal Nair Maraso, Ksivach of Yoba Esim, Asad, Ksivach of Kibasad of Motzah. So it's like a play on words. Harag zanefesh ksivacha oyev ksivasam oyno liki ayifa.
No.
Nafsh al harag.
What's the play on words?
Kibasad the matzah.
It's not like, Akish. The pasuk by Nayim Rasa says that it's going to happen in the Sada, and he was in the Sada. So.
I understand, but it doesn't say that he was.
Right, but it's not a play on word.
Well, what is, it's just a ref, some kind of simon.
What else goes? What else happens in the Sada?
Cinnamon.
So again, same idea. That he's just lamas that he's forever going to die, and there's no tchias amesim, which is one of Yud Gimel Ikra. That was one of the things that we said before. Manol, and how do you know? Ki hadar avina v'racham barbuzi aviyasu kamei derava. He came namnim. He was falling asleep. Come namnim derava. Amale avina l'racham barbuzi. Vada dar misa kom misa sheyesh bar gviya. Any misa that says gviya in it, he misash tzadikim. Amale in vadar mabul. It says gviya. So how could that be? And dar mabul, we know they were rishayim. So Gemara says. We mean it has to say both gvi and asifa. Ay veishmol chse be gvi vasifa. It says gvi asifa. So Adahachi Itabu Rabbi, he woke up because he wasn't mamish sleeping. He was nim v'loy nim. You know, it was a jimlingam. When he heard something, that caught his attention, he perked up. So Itabu Rabbi, Amalu Dardiki, children. Hachi Amar Yechon Yishmal Shuba Chaya Aviv. Shnei Mav Yikru Oisai Yitzchok V'Yishmal Banov. So you see that he respected his grandfather, right? So Gemara says no, but Dimel Derech Chmasam Ka Chashuv Luhu. Maybe the Torah is just writing who's more Chashuv, but not that. How do you know about Yishmal? El Ma'at.
What does that mean?
He respected
his grandfather.
It says Vayikru Oisai Yitzchok V'Yishmal Banov.
I thought it was because he put Yitzchak first.
Yeah, that makes him that he was also tshuva. So Gemara says, you have no raya. Maybe Derech HaChmasim Kachashvalu. Maybe the Torah only wrote it, Derech HaChmasim. Means obviously Yitzchak was bigger than Esav, than Yishmael. So Gemara says, L'ma'atav, Yikbu, Esav, Yaakov, Yaakov, Banov, my time in the Chashu Derech HaChmasim. Why don't you ride Derech HaChmasim? When the Akdumi ad Bure, ad Bure, it must be that specific when the Torah, you can't hear? It must be specific when the Torah writes, says something, it's not because of Chachma. It must be that this is what happened over there. And you see that Yishmael did tshuva because he allowed Yitzchak to go first.
It wasn't meant for you.
Zok de Gemara. So that's how you know Shmuel did tshuva. Tanan banan. Shleisha hetima nakash baruch hu mazeh meilam haba. There are three people on this world that they got the feel of Elam Haba on this world. Elohein Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram yitzchak bei bakoil. Yitzchak yitzchak bei mikoil. And Yaakov yitzchak bei kol. So these, that's that they had everything. Now the question is, didn't we have that Eov also had Elam Haba? We had it yesterday. Toys says the kasha. Toys says that it's different. Eve only had it in one thing. And Avram Yitzchak Yaakov had it across the board. That's Tosis answers. Shloisha Loishol Ben Yitzhahara, three Adonai Yitzhahara, Elohein, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Sibahu Bakol, Mikol Kol. Yeshayim Rim Av David, Sibah Libi Cholal Bekirbi, Libi Cholal Bekirbi. That the Yitzhahara Rashi, Yitzri Hara, Meis Bekirbi. That's what it's referring to. Vidach. Sorry to Kamitka. That he was just trying to say on the tzaras that he had and on the pain that he had, but it's not referring to the Yitzhara, so male, it's only three people. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Tanabana, Shisha Lashol Ben Malchamav. There are six people that Malchamav did not have an effect on them, and they die Misa Nashika. Die Misa Nashika. Misa Nashika means that, doesn't mean that you die in your sleep. Mizan Shika means that you get to Madrega where you're one with the Eibishter. So you just go to the Eibishter. Talking about Shishlo Shalom and Malcolm of Azrael and Avram, Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Sibuhu, Bako, Mikol, Kol. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, Sibuhu, Alpi Hashem. So Melo says Alpi Hashem. Al Pi Hashem, that they died. That's a Misa Neshika. Va'ayva Miriam like Sibba Al Pi Hashem. Don't say by Miriam, and you're including her in the fold. Rabbi Leza Miriam Nami Neshika Meisa. Dasha Sham Sham Meisha. Shem Shem Meisha. So Moses says when they malo nemar bo Al Pi Hashem. So why is it Pi Hashem? Shekinai Hadover Loimer that Hashem Misa Neshika by from Hashem to Miriam. It's a Kenai. We don't talk like that. So Mila, that's what it is. But really. She also had Mrs. Nashika. Tanabanan.
Why Hashem is a male?
The words to talk about Mrs. Nashika to a woman from Hashem. It doesn't matter what it is, Hashem, the concept we don't talk about. There's a concept, talking about kissing is not the concept. It's not the.
Because the men are the ones learning the Gemara.
She can add a loimer. Turn up on it. Shiva Lashol Behen. Shiva Lashalban Rimutlaya. There are seven people that did not have an effect from being in the ground. There was no effect to their body. Ve'elahein Avram, Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, and Miriam, U Binyamin, Ben Yaakov. So Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the Sibuhu, Bakum Mikokol. Moshe Aaron, Miriam, the Sibuhu, Alpi Hashem, Alpi Hashem. Binyamin Yaakov, Sibuhu, Binyamin, Amidi Hashem, Yishkon, Levetach, Olav. Ve'yeshoim, some say Av David, the Sibuhu, Abbasar, Yishkon, Levetach, he also. Ve'idach, Ho Rachman, the Kabbalah, no, that was just Rachman as he was asking. So Tosfos says, the Kasha, Tema, L'Rashba, the Kulu Tzadiki Nami, the Amr Shabbos Pekah Shoyel, the record of some is Kino, Mishi Yeshu Kino B'Libo, Atzmois Makov, Mishi Ein Kino B'Libo, Ein Atzmois Makivin. So there's plenty of Gedolim that the Atzmois are not Makivin. You hear stories all the time of Gedolim that they had to, for whatever reason, they moved them to Tzishrol and they were whole. The Rebbe's debate was still wet in the mikvah. It just means that they didn't get totally wormy, but it doesn't mean that there was no effect of Rima Taleah. There was still some kind of effect, as opposed to D7, which was totally not affected. He brings down, Masha says, different shot. He says, one second. Encompassed. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Mesu be Etiv Shal Nachash. There are four that died Etiv Shal Nachash, which means they died, they passed away from the effect of the Avera of Adam Rishon, but they themselves had no Avera. They wouldn't have died, they would have stayed alive. Ve'elohim, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Ve'amram Avi Moshe, Ve'yisha Avi David, Ve'kolo ben David, Ve'kulu Gemara, all learned that. Labam Yisha Avi David. And Fajr break crop. Whether you have a pasuk, Sivis, Amsha, Sham, Miss Amsha, one second. Amosa, Sam Av Sholom, Takas Yev Al Tsova, Amsa Ben Ish, Shma Yisra, Yisra Shabal, Viga Bas Nochosh, Achos Truly Aim Yoyev. That's the pasuk. Vichy Bas Nochoshi? What's this pasuk saying? Bas Nochosh is a very interesting. Ali Bas Yishahi, Xiv Achosem Truya, Viga, Vavig. Gail, Elo bas mi shemeis be'etir shal nachash. That's what it means. The meis be'etir shal nachash. Nachash. Did I skip something?
The second place.
No, I skipped something.
Nope. What did you forget to say that makes you think that?
Oh, okay. Oh, it's on that. Okay. No, it's on the Yetzirah.
What was it?
We had before that says Shloish Shloish Shalban Yetzirah. So again, this Tosfos asked the Kasha that what do you mean Yetzirah? The whole reason we're created in this world is to fight the Yetzirah. That's the schar we get. That's the metzias Hashem made us. So they didn't really show me and they had no schar. They had no fight, then what's the big deal? So Tosfos says that they when Hashem sees that you're totally away from this world, then he puts you in a place that you don't have to fight anymore. At that point. So there's a certain tekufa that happened. It wasn't I mean, obviously, it's interesting. Lo shalot b'nei tzahara means that it wasn't shalot. That's not really what it means. Kimish ava adam roiv shnoisav aloi chato shuvei nechato. So it's al roiv shnoisav. It means for they fought most of their life to fight the Yitzhara. at a level that we can't understand, then they got to the point where the Yetzer Hara was not Shalben. So when it says the Lo Shalben Yetzer Hara, it doesn't really mean the Shalben Yetzer Hara. It means at the end of their life, there was no Shalit on the Yetzer Hara. Hadlocha Shutofim, Hadlocha Shutofim, Hadlocha Shutofim. No. Hadlach Hashutvin, Hadlach Hashutvin, new parak. Lo Yachbar. Lo Yachbar is a continuation from the first parak in Baal Basra. And we had a whole first parak of Baal Basra handling Gabi the halachas of Niske Shechenim. So this is a continuation of Niske Shechenim, even though some say not. Some say that it's a din mazik. You're being mazik, your friend. So, but being mazik would be shver to say that because a lot of the dinim in Lo Yachbar are not things that are direct hit to the guy. It's things that you're not doing your property because it might come to be mazik the guy. For instance, planting a tree. You're planting a tree now. Nothing's happening now. It's happening 20 years from now. But you're not allowed to do that as a good neighbor. As a niske shkenim, you're making the guy lose his shtamshus in his field, and that's why you're not allowed to do that. That's the pashut way of learning this Gemara, this Mishnah. So lo yachbar adam bar samach lebar, and you'll see the Gemaras you have both back and forth. But let's see. So lo yachbar adam bar samach lebar shechavera. You're not allowed to dig a pit next to your friend's pit. Veloy siach. Siach is a long and short pit, also a pit. Beloi ma'ara. Ma'ara is a cave. Beloi amasamayim. Amasamayim is a water, some kind of water pit. Beloi nevechas hakoivsim. Nevechas hakoivsim, they used to dig two pits next to each other. And one was for like washing off the stuff, and one was for actually scrubbing it, or so, if I care, putting the soap. And the what? I don't know. Yeah, it's always klavim. Yeah. And basically,
if you hear to prove that he doesn't do Rashi,
all these things are problems that by you digging in the guy's property. By you digging in your own property, is not really, you have nothing to do with the guy, you're affecting his property. What are you affecting? So the mission is not clear, but we'll see in the Gemara that you're affecting the wall of his property, of his pit, not a wall on his property. If you read the Mishnah, it seems like there's a wall on his property, but that's not really what you're affecting. You're affecting his pit. You have to move away from the friend's wall for three tvachim. What does it mean? Again, it's a shah. Ultimately, what it means is that you're moving. Basically, if you have a pit and if your neighbor has a pit, you're six tvachim away. That's ultimately what it means. Because he has to move away three and you have to move away three. So, from his inside of his pit to your inside of his pit.
Means the boundary?
Kaisel means the pit, the wall of a hit, the neighbor's pit.
So then it's not six. It's only three.
It is six. Well, he has to be three also, right?
Why?
Both have to be three.
Why can't it be the same three?
He can't... Whoever's there first gets first dibs, and then the
we'll
other
see.
One.
We'll see about that. No such thing, but yeah, we'll see. Fine, we'll see. But the you have to move away from your friend's pit, three tvachim. Because Kaveh is shloisha tvachim. The Sad Basid, Sad Basid is a shadow of what the Sad Basid is, because how does it help and what does it do? if the problem of him digging in his property is ruining your property, so how does Sad Basid exactly help? By him, Sad Basid is, well, this is a shadow of what the Sad Basid is. Machikin is Agefes, we'll see that later on. Machikin is Agefes, was Hazefel. How does it not affect it? What's the problem? What's the problem with him digging a wall? Is every dig that he does, he's ruining your property? has nothing to do with lo yachbar adam bar. You're not allowed to dig. It has nothing to do with your wall. It has nothing to do with your water. It's not a problem that your water is going to leak into this property.
Right, but if he has a reinforced pit, so then it's not going to crumble while construction's going on.
You're being sud his wall.
Well, sud besit is on the original guy, no?
No.
The bar that's there already.
I should be sud my city because you want to build a wall?
Sud besit is going on the guy that's being played for now?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Interesting.
Don't say that's not Hilchas Shechinim. You could dig in your property because I was sud besit. What does that do with that? Yeah. What? If you're ruining my wall. What?
No, but what about during construction?
The problem over here is lo yachba. You're not allowed to dig.
I wasn't sud my wall during construction while I'm digging.
The problem is pashtus. The way you understand this is because is that you're ruining the guy's property when you're digging. Has it helped that you sud your thing besit?
It doesn't ruin the property. Again, if I make it into a salad, somewhat more salad, the earth won't get displaced. It won't ruin the ground.
No, lo yachbar. You know, I'll dig.
What's the next
word? Right. Right. So what's wrong? What are you saying? So you're being sud that guy's wall?
No,
you're being sud your own
wall. Sud your own wall doesn't help while you're digging.
Good, but just
so how do you take care of the problem?
Stop. Yes, once you start digging, you got a problem.
You're a mazik, right?
So why you must say sud besit?
Good. That's exactly what I'm asking.
That's the question. It's good. Came full circle.
Right, so Tysus says,
when he started, you couldn't hear what he said.
Tysus, what's the problem? Lo yachbar adam, you're not allowed to dig a pit. Why not dig a pit?
Because of the outcome. Not because of the outcome, not
the process. No. The pashas is not like that.
That answers the question.
Right, so Tysus says the reason is because of wetness. But then
correct.
He says,
it's the outcome of the bar.
Right.
So
Tamilari, on Rima Gemara, call Maror Mar de Kamachis. The Gemara says that's not the problem. Problem is not wetness. If the problem is wetness, so you put sid and you're good to go. But if the problem is that you're digging, if the problem is that you're digging, so then it doesn't help that you sud besit.
If you're digging a bar for non...
You're assuming that the problem is, once your bar is up, you're ruining something. Wetness is ruining it.
Rashi says it's because of the digging.
The Gemara says because of the digging.
Okay, so it's a kash on Rashi.
Okay, but we're not up to the Gemara.
It's a kash on Rashi, kash on the Gemara, kash on everybody, except the pshat that you learned.
you've been sitting with Dovi too much.
No.
I'm not arguing with your pshat. There's just there's a kash on the Mishnah over here, but it's fine. I mean, if you have a pshat, because I'm dead.
Everything would work a lot better if it didn't say layoff work, but other than that.
So now you're quoting Rashi.
The what?
Now you're quoting, but because so you're not quoting Rashi, that means the actual wall. The next one.
What?
And that close will then flip it.
Yes, what's wrong?
I
said that the pashas of the Mishnah is you learn that it's a kaisel, but lamaisa, that's not how it is. If you look in the Gemara, all right, the simple way of learning the Gemara, that's how I started. The simple way of learning the Mishnah is that it's next to you're ruining guy's wall, but that's really not what the problem is over here. The what?
Rashi's saying that the mission is going down there for the protection of this pit that's 3 feet away. You also have to be concerned about any liquid getting in.
Okay, let's see. So the Gemara is a message of Liachba on the Bor Sam Bor Shachaveri, Veloy Siach Veloy Ma'oro, Veloy Amis Amayim, Veloy Nevech Shkarsim. It's a good kash. I'm saying there's a lot over here. And we can hear him because it's going to be Vesubasid. It's not Pshas Vesubasid, it's or Subasid. It's either or Pashtas. Marchikin is a gefes. You have to move away the gefes. Gefes is the junk from the press. There's a zevel. Zevel is the garbage. There's a melach is salt. There's a sid is the plaster. There's a sloim is some kind of flintstone. You have to be away from Kaisel Shechavei Shalei Tvachim. Over here, it is from the Kaisel. This is not the pit. This is what you were saying? I don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing to do with the first part of Mishnah. Over here, the problem is the lachluchis, this wetness or this moisture ruins the wall.
Very big question here. How'd you get to the wall in the first place? You have to
This is a property line wall. You're allowed to have a property line wall. What? You're allowed to have a property line wall on your property line.
Right.
You're not allowed to dig a pit on your property.
The way after, the second case of Mishnah, there's a continuation of the same
wall. No.
It's not Hafira. There's no Hafira.
There's a property line wall.
How do I get the salt to that property line wall that I have to move it away?
Salt, you're allowed. Salt's not a pit. Salt's not a pit. It's a pile of junk.
It's above ground.
If we're removing it, how is it there?
It's a pile on top of the ground.
What's
it's a pile on top of the ground.
What's wrong with it being there?
You have to move it away. You have to move it away. You know, I'll put it up against the fence. You're ruining the guy's fence. It's negated today also. I don't want to look on your side of the fence. Pee-pee squeaky. Or you can be sad besid. Over here, sad besid stims because if you're plastering the guy's wall, then the wetness will not ruin it. It will not ruin the wall. You have to move it away. What's wrong with Meir Glaim? Has some kind of potency. It's a shy of what the problem is, Meir Glaim. They saw a few different things.
It's acidic.
It's acidic, right. But what if you're a Litvak? Rachika is a Rechaim. Shloshim and Ashechem. You have to ruin the what? You move away the mill, the grinder. So the way the grinder was, you had a bottom stone and a top stone, and it thinned down on top. So from the bottom stone, it's 3 tvachim. Means on the top, it's 4. There's a ton of shloshim and akalyosh and abra and shofar. Same idea. Rashi brings down as some kind of. That's the way they built their ovens. They want an angle. I saw a shot. Somebody says that it's different. That it starts off thin, goes fat, and then it goes thin again. So it's from the middle, from the bottom, not from the middle. From the middle, not from the bottom. It means 3 tefachim from the most closest point.
The widest point.
The widest point. He says. I think Tosha says it. So Tosha says Kalia Pirsh. Rashi learns that it was 3. It was 3 in the bottom. Rashi Tana Klicha is Zohar Bekishon. People of Malva Bolakay Beretz Oishem and Tit. Right.
There's a stand.
Rochem Milmata Vekotzem Malala. It means the Tana Tachtoina Kori Kalia. Valyana Kori Shofa. The bottom was wide. Tosha says not like that. Tosha is not. Tosha Pirsh Rach Bet in the Tana. It's Zohar Milmata. So that interesting oven. Okay. So Pasach Bebar V'Sayim Mekaisel. The Mishnah is interesting because the Mishnah starts off. Lo Yach Ba'adam Bar Samach Bar Shechaveroi. Lo Siach V'Loi Ma'aro. V'Loi Yamasamayim. V'Loi Nevex Kaisel. Elam Ken Hichem Mekaisel Chaveroi Shalei Shlochem. So are we handling a pit? You're ruining the guy's pit? Or you're ruining the guy's wall? The next part of the mission is for sure talking about a wall. This part, what are we talking about? So the Gemara says, we're handling the wall of the pit. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So listen, the Elam can hear me, Boyroi Shechavegim Batvachim. What's this Koisel Boyroi? HaKamash Malon, the Koisel Boyroi Shalosh Batvachim. Nafkamina, Lamechamemkro, when you come to buy a pit, Katanya, I'm the Chavarez Boyroi, Kasai, Merkloch, Tzorch, Shia Koisel Shalosh Batvachim. So you need to have 3 tvachim from three tvacha, a wall, a bar wall, three tvacha.
This is where you got six.
So Rashi says, you look at Rashi, it's an interesting Rashi. Shal had to learn over here, but Rashi learns, Kamash Malon. So look at the Rashi before. Listening to Baruch Chaveri, Vana Yadana, the Makoisel Kamar, Dimakal Albayer Kamar, Ain Zakonis Dakshalai Klum. If you're saying from the actual pit, that means you're going into the guy's property line.
His bark could be bigger than three tefachim.
Right, so that means you're going into the guy's property, which is hard to understand that Rashi thinks such a thing. There's a hamina that if it didn't say that, you're allowed to go into the guy's property. You can't go into a guy's property. What's the harm?
Rashi's not saying you're going into the guy's property. I don't have to go anywhere. I can go up to my property line because you're the middle of your bar is more than three tefachim away.
Let's say his bar is seven tefachim away.
Right.
So you can go into his property.
No, if your bar is four tefachim away, so there's three tefachim from the emtza, so then I can just go up to my property line.
What does it mean? Pamishu seisa af kaisa chaveri murachem mishleisha.
Right, because the wall. If you have a bar that's more than three, then let's say seven, right? So if the middle is going to be more than three tefachim from the edge. So I can go up to my property line, build, and then I'm ruining your wall because it's not three tefachim away.
Why are you ruining the guy's wall?
Because your wall is up
wall
to...
wall is three tefachim. So he could be a couple of tefachim away from his
property. No, this is before that.
Yeah, Rashi said if you learn
this is before the
Kamash
one.
Be
because I'm not that. I'm building within my property, but up to your.
That's not Rashi. Pamushu soysel af kaisa chaver. How you soysel af kaisa chaver?
Because as I'm digging mine in my property.
No. Imurachem mishloisha.
If your pit is wider than three. If your pit is wider than three.
If I'm digging on my property, how am I ruining your wall?
Because you're.
How am I ruining your wall?
Where's Gary?
No, Rashi's going that the wall is three tefachim.
No, Rashi's going before that. Rashi's going
before
that.
Before the Kamash Malon.
The Mekayis will come out. The Mekayis will come out. The Mekayis will come out.
If our property line is here, right, and you're building a bar that's wide, seven, so if Rashi's saying in the Havim, you know, that I would think that bar is from the Emsa, so three tefachim ends over here. So I have the walls over here, it doesn't matter, but three tefachim ends over here, so I can build right at my property line.
That's not Rashi saying.
Where does Rashi say you're going into the guy's property?
He's breaking the wall.
How you breaking the guy's wall if I'm only on my property? How did I break your wall?
Because your bar comes up to your property line, and I'm digging in my property line.
So how did I break your wall?
Because as I'm digging, that's where it breaks it. Because
that's
the wall
is...
Right.
The
no.
That's where it boils down to.
That's not... Rashi's not saying because I'm digging. Rashi's saying I'm going into your property.
Rashi doesn't say that.
By making my bar. How am I
soysa af koysa chaver?
You have Shmuley's Rashi. Rashi doesn't say you're going into his field.
I don't know how. Look at the next Rashi. Kamash Malon. Al Kamash Malon. B'mai d'tanya mekoysa boi lemanu bo. Sha'koysa boi reshal rishin. Mila kol shloisha tvachem. Shehoske gam hu laharchik. The way Rashi's understanding is that you have to basically according to Rashi comes that you have to move away six tefachim. That's a Rashi coming out. What is Rashi saying then? There's no point to Rashi. What's Rashi saying? What's that? What's Rashi? You're in your property, you're in my property. Leave me alone.
Right. That's the Havamina.
And what's the Maskana?
Maskana is that no, it's from the bar, from the Kaisel bar. So even if your thing is more than three tefachim, your bar is more than three tefachim.
How you say the Kaisel Chaveri? How you say the Kaisel Chaveri?
Because if I'm gonna, if I'm building a centimeter away from your wall, it's gonna ruin your wall. What's so hard to understand about that?
No, he's not slicing. He's either demolishing.
No, you're ruining. You, it means you're going into the guy's wall. No, that's loyach. That's
the. Your property, the black is mine. If you
right.
Are all the way up,
how am I being sois to your wall?
Because if your pitch is all
no, no.
The
issue now, the problem now, mission is loyach, but the, you're weakening the guy's wall. That's not what I'm looking. That's not Rashi saying over there.
There's a pit that goes all the way to the end of the black tape. That's number one. Guy number one.
Yeah.
Blue guy comes and builds all or digs
blue
all.
Guy.
All the way until that
right.
Line.
No.
Because his, yes,
his,
because the
so
middle.
How are you being sois to the guy's
middle,
wall?
Because it's going to break the wall when I dig right against your pit. You make a pit.
No, that's not
Rosh Hashem.
That's not Rosh Hashem. That's not Rosh Hashem. Because
Hashem. The pit on black guy is more than three tvachim. So I, if Rosh is saying, if the Havamin is that
Hashem.
You go from the Emtah bar.
No, so none of the Rishonim learn Rosh like that.
Tvachim,
nobody learns Rosh like that.
So I could build it.
The words are not like that.
From the other guys, from
all the Rishtais of Rosh, the Rishit Rosh, the Ritva, the Ramban, everybody asks on Rosh, there's Kasha. Everybody learn Rosh.
And they
like
all
that.
Answer that. That's the bad.
No, they don't answer that. whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you, it's a hard understanding the way Rosh is learning. But that's how Rosh is learning. Rosh is understanding, for some reason, that you would be allowed to go into the guy's property. I don't know. Okay. So Gemara says, Kamash Malon, the Kaisel Bar Shlosh Tvachim Nafkamin Lamecham Emker, that if you buy a pit, and the Yad Ramah speaks out that only if you specify, if you specify a specific pit, I want to buy that pit, and it's not to be Tvachim, it's not a problem. It's just if you don't say a pit, what kind of pit, then it has to be three Tvachim, the Stam is three Tvachim. Itmar, Abadazon with Tzad HaMetzer. A guy goes to put his pit right next to a Meitzer, and a Meitzer, we'll see what Meitzer is. Meitzer is a border, is a, on the property line. Abayam Asaymach, Ramayam Asaymach. So the Besada Asur Leboiris, if you're talking about a Sada that is meant to dig a pit, Dirakolayam Asaymach, then you can't put your pit next to my pit. Kipli Gusadish Ein Asur Leboiris. So Abayam Asaymach, Do Ein Asur Leboiris, so Zenim is Alechosu, so why can't I put my pit there? You're not putting a pit anyway. Maybe I'll dig one day. So just like you dug, so I also want to dig. So Mel, you always have to move away three tvachim. Because I don't want to have to move away six tvachim. I would have to move away six tvachim. I would have to move away six tvachim. That's what Rava says. Rava says, you never know. The regular use of the field is not to dig a pit. It's not an irrigation. It's not an area that needs irrigation for that. Yeah, but that's not. That's no. It's Zenem Zalichasa. So Gemara says, that's one way of learning Gemara Machlekes. Iged Amri Besalda She'en Asur Leboris Dibra Kol Soimach. Dibra Kol is Soimach. Ki Pligi Besalda Asur Leboris. So Abaye Omar Asaymich, I feel the Rabban and the Amr Machikin say Ilam and Abar Asimach Hamish Amo means there's a mission later on that says that when you plant your tree, you have to move away 25 feet. So Hasim would be in the Karnata Isal Abar. Over there, the only reason why you have to do that is because while your tree is there, even though right now it's not being Mazik, but there's already a bar there, so the usage is already there. Avalacha be in the Kachava less Labar. So Mela, you're not ruining it. There's nothing here. Your usage is not here, so maybe I'm allowed to do it. Rava, my ain't a soymich. I feel like Beis Damar Zechayv B'Tachshav Zenatayv Shushla. He also not a problem. Hanimil helps me in the Karnat less than Lushashov, because when you're putting the tree 10 feet away, there's no roots. I later on, leave it alone. That's not called Hezek. Avalcha Amalei Kol Moro De Komachias Komarpz La'Aroi. Over here, he's saying that you digging is a problem. Now you digging the pit. Is a problem. It doesn't matter if I have a pit or I don't have a pit. You digging is ruining my property. For some reason it weakens the sand and makes it looser. And then when you come to dig a property, you're already done. You already can't dig a hole. I'm saying this is called Maramar. That's how the Gemara is learning. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanan, lo yachba on the bar samach abar shechaver. You're not allowed to dig a pit next to a friend's pit. Time of day kabar. You see clearly, only because there is a pit there. Haleka bar saimach. Wouldn't be a problem. You put your thing right on the property line. So mishlam lach lishno, da'am b'sada shenasu lebar is divya kol saimach. So masnis b'sada shenasu lebar is. You could say that. El lach lishno, da'am b'sada shenasu lebar is pligi. They're also arguing with this. So mishlam lach bayin nicho, because he holds it's not a problem. El rav akashya. He holds it's a problem. So if it's a problem, so why could you, why only, why, it would seem over here that even everybody will agree that you would be able to put it next to. Amak rabba yitma lo amar bayi v'tem rav yudah b'koysel b'roi sheninu. We're talking about koysel b'roi that yitak have to move away, three tvachim. You have to move, when it says that you have to, you're allowed to dig, it's from the koysel b'roi. It's three tvachim. So they came at the same time, so then it would be each one has rights. Each one has rights. You can't overthrow my rights. Now we'll stop over here. Yeah. Yeah, we'll stop over here. No CM today. It's raining. Nobody needs Danish today. Yeah, it's wet. We are Sunday, Mitzvah. Do something. Sunday, Monday. We'll do something. Last mission on the Kachli Tashman of Echavim, Eshadaka Lahatbil Yatbil. So this is going Lagabi Tfilo. So you have to Matbil it. Means whatever they use to whatever their usage is, you have to clean with that usage. Lahagil yagil. If they use it with hot water, you got to be magil. Labin, labin is the next step, right? Labin is a fire. Ba'ar yilam ba'ar. Hashafud va'askolo melamin ba'ar, because those things are used for that. Hasakin shofa v'itahira. Sakin is a knife. You just put it into the ground. You could stick it in. He says 10 times. I don't know why 10 times. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of 10 times. Machi, you're a cautious guy. What is? Yeah, 10 times you got to stick it in. It's like, it.
The Hebrew one says something like 10 times?
He says 10 times. Doesn't mention 10 times?
Each time in a different place.
Right, because the whole idea is that it's like a sander shtickle, you know? It's like sanding it. Last Mishnah. What are we starting? Avos? Okay, we have to call Rothbart. Yashikoach.